takes and you kind of
push it.
Specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0.
Welcome to the WAGS Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, teaching you how to cheat at hopscotch, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
Speaking of baseball, I forgot about this. Speaking of baseball, every Major League Baseball
team,
baseball, every Major League Baseball is rubbed because they come out of the factory, they're very shiny and slippery.
Okay.
So they're rubbed with mud from New Jersey.
Oh.
From one little place down in like southwestern New Jersey. And they don't even tell you where it is. And they go into the backwoods and they dig up this mud. And they take every baseball. If you catch a baseball at a baseball game, it's been rubbed with that mud.
Why this one special place?
Beats me.
So that they're all the same, I guess.
But now, I want to get the mud. I won't put it on my face.
I knew you were going to say
that. If it's good enough for Major League Baseball, it's good enough for my face. And maybe it's good for my complexion.
Where did you hear about this?
I heard about you years ago, and I'm like, that can't be true. And then it was. And then you hear about it occasionally. It's not like not like the biggest thing in the world, but it's true.
Next time you come over, can I pretend I found the mud?
No. You gotta buy it. You could buy it.
You could buy it?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on my face.
Wait, who buys mud?
I will. Major League Baseball and
out in the backyard
Brian from the WAG will be purchasing mud. And I'm gonna buy some and put it on my face and see what happens. And I'll exfoliate. It'll be good.
Well, only if it's got pebbles.
Okay, can we get mud so then I can put it on my face and I'll report back?
Brian, can I put the mud on your face?
Can you water me
Can
mud?
It be from the backyard?
I want that for my birthday.
Wow, the real baseball mud? Fine.
Real baseball mud, and I'll put it on my face.
Wait, I already got your birthday gift.
Well, you know what? Tough. I want baseball mud.
Christmas.
What are you going to do if you're not allowed to purchase it? Or are you allowed?
I think you're allowed to purchase it.
I just want to know, why do they do that? And like,
they do it to scuff up the balls.
Yeah, but to bring all the baseballs to New Jersey, like, I'm sure other plants make them.
I don't know.
Lena Blackburn baseball rubbing mud from the Delaware River Basin.
That's it. It's a birthday present.
Can you buy it?
All right, let's see. For more information, visit the Baseball Rubbing Mud website. What, you say?
And we don't have a link to that on our website? How dare you?
Do you get a certificate of authenticity?
Shh, I'm going to fake the mud to him. Gary, don't give him ideas.
I'm just going to take a piece of Tupperware and mud on it.
So what?
NJ mud. Here you go. Wrap it in tin foil and it's my birthday present.
I want to know that it's real. New Jersey mud. Next time he returns to his home in Burlington County.
Mm-hmm.
That's 856 territory. He checked out the mud along tributaries of the Delaware River until he found some muck. The whereabouts of the mud hole is still a dark secret. And the texture he felt would do the job. Didn't have an odor, didn't turn the balls black. That's always good.
I want that for my birthday.
Christmas.
You can't even buy me mud for my birthday?
No.
Okay, so get the mud. She could put it on my face and I'll lay there.
Can we apply it with a shoe?
What?
He's like in a loop. He cracks himself up. He said that because you walk in mud. So you want to
walk on your face.
Yeah, he went so polite with the shirt that you walked in. Let it out, Zero, just let it out.
It's good.
He cracked himself up.
Cleats would have been funnier.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Well, speaking of baseball, if we could stay on baseball, because when you understand.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a foul.
Yes. You know, like when Mariano Rivera comes and they play Enter Sandman. And when Derek Jeter comes to bat, they play a song.
Okay.
Another example of, can somebody please have a sense of humor?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then pick, like, the Harper Valley PTA. And, like, that's their song. And they come out to hit to it. And it's a joke, but then you have to, no, fast forward. It's game 7 of the World Series. Ninth inning. Runners in scoring position. A-Rod comes up to bat, and they're playing Harper Valley PTA.
That
is funny.
That would be so good.
That would be hysterical.
I would come out to the chicken dance.
Yeah, I know. You would come out to the...
Na 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 na.
You come out to a sad song like Cats in the Cradle. You're like... And you come out to Christmas Shoes.
Oh, I can't listen to that song. I hate that song. Oh, I hate that.
That would be funny.
That would be fun. I would do that. In a heart.
Yankees are up by one run. Bottom of the ninth, in comes Mariano Rivera to party all the time. That, tell me, who doesn't, oh God, nobody has a sense of humor.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
What? You ever have bubble tea?
No. What's that?
Bubble tea, I didn't know what it was either, until I was at the flea market and they had bubble tea. So I want bubble tea. I don't know what it is, but give me bubble tea. And it's tea.
With bubbles?
Kind of. They're tapioca circles. And then you get this, and they put them at the bottom of the thing. And those are the bubbles. And then you get this straw that's just about as big as the bubble. So you say, and then you get a bubble, and it goes in. Somebody's going to die from this.
That's what it sounds like.
Ew. You suck in these bubbles, and they go right down your throat.
That's weird.
It's very dangerous. It's fun though. I had the whole thing. It was great. I was choked 17 times, but it was good bubble tea.
It's like not going down your throat. Is it like slimy?
It's it. It's like tapioca.
Oh, I can't stand slimy things.
Really? You don't want bubble tea?
The texture is bad with
that. That's like that's like.
Oh,
that kind of bubble tea.
No, I couldn't do that.
No, you can. It's fun. You get a big straw, a big fat straw, and it just fits the bubble, and you suck it up. You get to, it's not like it just comes up slow and lands in your mouth, and you go, oh, tapioca. No, you're like,
Real hard, yeah.
And it goes right down your throat. It's great. Bubble tea. Next time you get one, you gotta get one.
No way.
Why not?
Because I'll choke and die. Sometimes I'm just drinking water.
No, you chew all your drinks. What are you worried about?
Crunchy tea.
That's not my fault.
baby. Take a bite of that muffin.
Find old stuff, and I like to find the owners of the old stuff. I think it's interesting, and I've done it a couple times with scrapbooks, where I'll find a scrapbook from, like, 1920, and it's full of dance cards, and,
you're about to know
you know, whatever, you know, like, whatever they saved back then, that was their scrapbook, and then the scrapbook was big back then. You know what I mean? So then you'd see, like a car, like me and Johnny went for a walk, and you know, he picked me a flower, and then you turn the page, and there's the flower pressed in the book and everything like that.
That's cool.
And then you see, like, the, you know, the graduation and all this stuff. It's like normally, like, 2 years of somebody's life. So I get these things, and I try to find the person. And I've done it twice. I found two people.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
I found one. They're both dead. I found their family. One guy was in Texas, and you know, on the internet, you just you figure it out. And I emailed him. I'm like, I think I have your mom's scrapbook.
Wow.
And he's like, get out of here. She had just passed away like a year ago.
Oh, and so what happened? What did you do?
I sent it to him, and then they said that they sent me back, and they're like, you know, it was the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, cool.
And then I found another guy, and he was a little, like, leery. Like, what do you want?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And, because I emailed him, I'm like, you know, I said, hey, got your mom's scrapbook here. You want it? He's like, okay, I'd be interested. That was it. So I sent me your address. I sent it. Then he got nice. Because he knew I wasn't, like, trying to, because both of them were rich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the one guy does ballooning as a hobby. And he was a doctor. That's how I found him. I looked him up. He was like, doctor, whatever. I looked him up in the Yellow Pages.
Wow.
And that's how I figured out him. And then the other guy ran some sort of. He ran it. He did well.
Did he run it?
He was good at it. Mm-hmm. It was like some sort of charity thing. But, like, he was, like, the president.
Right.
Like, I had to go through his secretary to weasel my way up to him. It took a while to get to him. And the same thing. His parents passed away.
Where'd you find these?
I found them at yard sales or whatever like that. And I looked around. I mean, they're really, really, really nice.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway. So, I also found this record at the flea market.
Okay.
And it's called Love is a Wonderful Thing. And it was recorded at a Variety Record... Love is a Wonderful Thing. It was recorded at Variety Record Service, and it has the old phonetic number, so you know that it's old.
Yeah.
And it's the guy's name is Ralph Montello, and I want to try to give this back to him.
I looked it up. I found next to nothing.
That's okay, because there's two phone numbers on here.
No, I'm not calling.
I am.
Can you imagine?
Right now?
Yeah. On the radio show. First, let's hear it to see if it's worth sending to this guy.
All right, can we just hear a little bit of it?
Well, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. I just want to make sure it works. Ralph Montello, Love is a Wonderful Thing. Mm-hmm. to sing.
La 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 la, you kissed me tenderly. La 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 la, I find it so heavenly.
Ain't bad.
I have a kiss with the divine.
I want the chorus to come again.
La 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 la. Did this guy actually think that in 50 years we'd be sitting around here singing to his record?
I want to hear the bridge. That's cool.
Did he just curse?
Faces.
Little potty mouth is Ralph Montello. La 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 f- la la la. Here comes the cuss word, bro. It's gonna be the intro of the Imaginary Radio.
Love is a wonderful thing.
I gotta hear how it ends.
It does.
It makes your heart want to sing.
Want to sing. Doesn't.
Everybody.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Make my dreams come true.
Big ending.
Cha cha cha.
La 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 la. You get cha 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 in there. Oh, fade out.
Fade out. Whoa. No fair. Pray that you love me too. You just solid ending. Cha cha cha.
It ended.
Hey, Ralph Montello.
Yeah.
All right, now give me Ralph Montello because I want to call him.
Call him up.
Let me see.
Can you get it on speaker, Bray?
No, I can't do that. That's illegal. You're not. You're not allowed to tape
number.
People.
Oh.
Yeah, you are. As long as one of you is aware that you've been.
No.
Taped.
No.
No, I mean, like,
that's,
no.
That's
no.
Years ago. They took that rule out a long time ago.
But hold on. If you get him on the phone and you say,
if I get him on the phone, Bray, I'm gonna pass out.
No, I mean, if you get him on the phone.
If I say it's Ralph Montello there, he says, "What can I do for you? Do you have my record?" There you go, oh my god.
Yeah, but can you then tell him, like, look, can I put you on speaker and
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, no. If I get a family member, sure. But all I don't right. think I'm just saying there's two phone numbers on here. One's crossed out. Let's go for the one that's not crossed out. And they are New York numbers. And let's see if we get Ralph Montello calling.
Who are you gonna say you are?
La 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 la.
You should just sing that.
Yeah, I would scare the shit out of him. Imagine if it was him,
no,
the answer
no,
was like... Oh, okay, one number's out of service.
The very close.
No, it's 212. And I didn't, if you had that original 212, they didn't change it. Okay, well, we got one more shot, and then that's it. Then I got to go to plan B to find this guy.
What?
Oh, I'm going to find this
doors.
Guy. Ralph Montello here?
Oh,
no?
What's it say?
Bummer. Screwed.
What is it, a variety thing?
Nah.
What did it say?
No, that was a...
Is it something, please call our operator?
Yeah, it was like a probably a service. Ugh.
They made a mistake on that record, by the way. There's two holes in the back.
Yeah,
I know.
And nothing else on the back. That's weird.
Yeah.
Is this one that you would do in a booth?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
exactly what it is. But I don't know. So, like, she looked this guy up, and he is a songwriter. I don't know if that's him singing, or I don't know if that's somebody singing his song.
Oh.
True. It's probably him singing just because there's nobody else listed.
There's an address here, too.
I looked up everything.
Even the address?
Yeah.
Is Ralph Montello there?
Darn it. Yeah, this is you know what this is? This is Al Capone's bottle in the wall. This is what you just did to me.
No,
I was so excited. I'm like,
but what if I find it?
Wait. I hear the story about the scrapbook one, and I'm like, oh. And then scrapbook two, success. Oh, another record. We're going to do it live on the radio show. And what do we get? Al Capone's bottle.
Yeah, but it takes time. This is part one. Yeah, I'll find him.
I'm waiting here with you, Geraldo.
I'm going to find him.
And what do I get? Nothing.
If he's alive, he gets his record. If I find his grave, I'm going to put his record on the grave.
Yeah, but I get right now, there's no excitement. The excitement's over. It's done.
No, we had la-la-la-la-la. That was good.
No! That's not enough?
Is that enough for you?
No, I wanted success. I wanted, like, happy. Oh, you got your record. Hey, yeah.
You
I'm
will.
Hello,
give me time.
Happy. Wait, how old would this guy be?
He's probably, that's what I'm saying. If he was, I don't know, sounded old in the recording.
Yeah, but like, what's the date on the record?
There isn't a date on the record, but the recording has a phonetic phone number.
Right.
So that's...
Like
40s, 50s. Yeah, I mean, the latest, I would say, would be early 60s. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, because the phone numbers up here are not in phonetics.
Huh.
So I don't know. I'm going to find him.
I guess he could then still be
around. He could still be alive.
He's got to be in his 70s or...
Yeah, 70s or 80s. He could still be around.
He could still be around.
So isn't it cool? I'm going to find him.
Well, it would be cool, but I just wish we found him now.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show.
How about the return of Bruno on cassette?
Oh my gosh, did you really?
Yeah.
Wait, I liked it.
Yes, it's Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked it.
I like Bruce Willis.
Isn't that the wrong one?
I liked him in Moonlighting.
I loved
him. Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. Good show.
I loved him in Moonlighting. Don't get me started on Moonlighting. Oh my God.
Why? What's up with Moonlighting?
Because they I've never seen a show mess itself up so bad as Moonlighting did. It was this funny, funny show, and you gotta sleep with each other.
Yeah,
goodbye. End of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you watched it. You invested so much time. You thought it was the best show in the world. It was the greatest show. And then they slept with each other, and you're like, oh, yay. And then it proceeded to suck for like 3 years. And Mark Harmon came in. Asshole. I don't like him.
I like Mark Harmon.
Because he ruined Moonlighting.
But I like him.
Yeah. No, but he ruined Moonlighting.
I don't remember him on Moonlighting.
He was the other boyfriend.
I think I stopped watching it.
And then she got pregnant.
She got pregnant?
Yeah. So I don't know who the kid is. Is it Mark Harmon's? Is it Bruno's? Nobody knew. Nobody knew. She wouldn't say. And then they ruined it. They ruined it. And then at the very end, when they knew they were going to get canceled, like the last one episode or two episodes, they said, okay, we're canceled. We know this. And they just started writing like they used to. The last two episodes are great. I'm like, no, I was glad it was canceled. Oh my God, I gotta watch it because I invested all this time. Like, let me just watch it to the end. I don't care. And then two episodes are great. I'm like, you suck. Mark Harmon.
Not Ted McGinley.
Not Ted McGinley.
Just making sure.
Mark Harmon.
Ted McGinley was on like every show.
Right, and every time he made an appearance on a show, it started to suck and it got canceled.
Well, you know what? He must have taken lessons from Mark Harmon, because Mark Harmon screwed that. I like Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon's on one of these CSI things.
Yeah.
I remember him on St. Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was talk about
Summer School is one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that. He was in that. That's right.
Yeah, he was in Summer School.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry. It just Moonlighting bothers me. It's such a good show.
You know, do you have your computer? Will you turn it on and type in Ted McGinley?
She does.
I want to see his biography.
This guy. Everything.
Oh, I'll do IMDb then.
Yeah, this guy. Like, can you imagine the career? I mean, just to say, like, I've been in this show, this show, this show, this show, this show.
He worked with a lot of people.
Tons of people.
Happy Days.
He was on Happy Days.
He was on
Married with Children.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was bad on that.
No, I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
He was just one of those, you know, he turned into that actor. Like, you're never going to hire him for a serious role. You know, some actors fall into that. Like, it's hard to hire, you know.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like...
Gauki Bartakamus for a serious, you know, love interest role. All
right, I knew this, sort of, but Ted McGinley is the patron saint of the website Jump the Shark, a phrase describing an event in a TV show that marks the start of the show's decline. Because of his frequent roles as a fresh or a replacement character shortly before the termination of many shows.
Jump the Shark, yeah.
He was on Fantasy Island, I'm not surprised. He was in Revenge of the Nerds. He was on Happy Days. He was on Love Boat, Dynasty, Hotel, Perfect Strangers.
Donkey.
The Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. For one episode. Where is it? Evening Shade. Revenge of the Nerds 3. Wayne's World 2, I think I knew that. Revenge of the Nerds 4.
Police Academy.
The John Larroquette Show. Oof. Married with Children. Major League. Sports Night.
Major League? He wasn't in Major League.
Back to the Minors, I think so.
Oh, Major League 2. Back to the Minors.
Well, I can't see.
Major League's great movie. It's on last night.
I can't see the whole title.
Love it.
West Wing. He was on The Practice.
The dude gets around.
He really does.
I mean,
Hope and Faith, that was a stupid TV show.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Like, I'm not, you know, I never That's envisioned it. Myself as a television actor, but, or movie actor or whatever, but to be on all of those shows and work with all those people, like, that's pretty cool. I mean, that he must have some stories.
Oh, he could be.
We should get him on the radio show.
No.
Here we go. I'm calling it out.
The shark.
Ooh.
Ted McGinley. If you're out there.
He's out there.
No. We would like you on this radio.
We would like you to be the first. No.
No, no. Hey, listen. I'm making a request. We can all have our own requests, but I want Ted McGinley on this show.
I want Mark Harmon here to answer for Moonlighting.
That's fine.
But Ted McGinley first.
Ted McGinley first.
Okay, that could be
so
our first
if you're guy. Out there, or if somebody knows you that's listening, they can let him know, please, you know, just in case he's busy. Please let him know. And tell him to contact us at...
Oh, imaginaryradio at optonline.net. Or...
visit the website.
Which is?
www.thewagband.com.
Ted, we need you.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay, here's a new bit for the show. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Listener Mail.
Oh.
Well, what we do is we go online and we get the mail that people send us. They email us with all their ideas and interesting stories and stuff like that, and we read it on the show.
Or comments,
or anything. We read anything on the show. Anything's welcome. So, Alicia, if you could just dip into the mailbag.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there is none. That's my point. So, people, please, listen to me. Send us your ideas or comments or anything that you want to send us to talk about. We will talk about. If you want to tell us how bad we suck, that's fine. If you want to tell us if you like us, that's fine. It doesn't matter. We will read it. And what is our email address, Brian?
I don't know.
Imaginaryradio@optonline.net.
Yes, imaginaryradio@optonline.net. So please email us whatever you want to email us, and you could be the first one on listener
Ooh.
Mail. Because this is the end of the segment.
Doesn't the first...
get a prize?
Yes.
The first person to get their feedback... Not feedback. The first person to get the first person to get their mail read on the Imaginary Radio Show, what do they get?
They get a prize.
What should be the prize?
Maybe a CD of the WAG.
They should get the whole catalog.
The whole catalog?
I know you're cheap, but the whole catalog, Brian. They're the first person on the radio show.
Whoa. What if they own the CDs intense. Already? What if it's my mom?
Well, no family members. We're going regular radio show rules. No family members, nobody you know, and you can't win again after 30 days. Or before 30 days. Those are the rules. So we
Can
need
I,
your,
like... create a false name.
No, you can't
and
win
myself.
No. So what I need from you listener I say listener because I think that's all we have. But is some feedbacks or comments or anything possible, please email to the Imaginary Radio Show at optonline.net. And hopefully you'll be the first one to win a prize.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.